while we are here, we're talking about leadership. I see a great leader coming up, Loretta Oduwari Ogboro-Oko, MFD. I'll let her introduce herself, but she's a gynecologist who's doing massive exploits. She's going to run for governor of Edo State. May I let her come in at this point. Loretta, good morning. Welcome.
Good. That's what I heard. I just want to say a big thank you to everybody for taking time out to come and discuss what is pertinent to us. But more importantly, it was as if it's my divine arrangement that Sandra spoke before me today. And what he said, and some people may trivialize it, but the truth is that we are all made in the image and likeness of God. And the very word impossible means impossible. That's what it actually means. So if you have a bit of God in you, it means you can create and uncreate just like God does. So what does that mean? Every single Nigerian has a bit of God in them. Even if you are a Muslim, there's a part of the Quran that also relates to this. Now, why am I saying this? The reason is because we often have a lot of inertia to use our great parts. We pray and think that some God somewhere will come down, someone else will come and do the work. There is no free freedom. We are all leaders in our own right, even though a lot of us are followers. But to be a proper leader, you must first be a good follower. I'll use practical examples. Number one, recently, if you look in all the papers, you will see my name there, having signed a series of petitions and published them. These petitions have gone to different places, even the United Kingdom, to MPs and even to the Prime Minister. But what is interesting is that in drafting this petition, we were many. To sign it, we became few. On the shoulders of those who sign it, it's going to be a huge duty, a responsibility, and even a situation where technically are unsafe. So you see how the numbers just frittered away. And this is the problem. As a people, we don't realize that we are all leaders in our own right, and we can actually demand the kind of apex leadership we want to see. Sorry, right now we do have rulership, not leadership. And we don't do anything about it. We are just docile. We are praying and hoping for a change. Whereas we are the ones that are supposed to actually take up the task and do it. Nigerians are the only ones, free Nigeria for Nigerians. No other person is going to come and do it. That's one thing my dad used to tell me. And we are each born into our families, into our state, into our shop for a reason. None of us is an accident. So I am saying, in addition to what Sandra said and what Kule also said, that we are all leaders in our own right. It doesn't matter where you are. And because we are all leaders in our own right, there's something we must not understand to complete this leadership. It must be the fact that we must all have value for human life. Value. When you have value for human life as a human being and as a leader, you can't go wrong. Because that God in you, you use it right. There's the potential to use the God in us wrongly. When you put your skills and talents and everything in you for a negative reason, you are utilizing the God in you wrongly. So when you have value for human life, you will know that this pothole needs to be patched. If it's not patched, then there will be a problem. People will die on the roads. You will not carry the monument for that contract and go and mark lives when the contract has not been executed. In the same vein, you will not sell fake drugs if we all have value for human life. I look at us and I see a lot of hazards on our roads because we don't have value for human life. It starts in our homes. Leadership starts in our homes. You are a father and then your salary, and you spend 50% of it in the beer parlor. Your children's school fees are paid. It simply means you have no value for human life. You do not consider your wife as important. You take unilateral decisions. You have no value for human life. You are in a home and your son brings in a car you know that his salary cannot fund. You don't ask him where he gets it from. You do not have value for human life. So I was saying that we should begin the leadership from the home front. We should lead by example in our homes. A father cannot earn his salary and not give anything to his children or pay their school fees and then begin to say he's a leader when he gets out there. He's not a leader. I don't know what he is at that point. In fact, it's a societal contaminant. That's the word I will use. So, and you cannot see your children bringing in what they cannot afford, and you don't ask them where they are coming from. My father used to tell me, he would say, if I see you with anything, I know that your salary cannot cover. He would explain it to me. So once we get it right at the family level, we'll begin to change things. It will snowball. Today in society, we have a misplaced value. We those who spray more money at party and events, and we put those who donate more in front of the churches. If you ask me, I don't even see why there should be a high table in a church. I really don't see it. I don't see the reason for it. But again, that's an issue for another day. I'm just trying to say that leadership should filter through every sphere of our society. It shouldn't only just be at the political point that we are calling for proper leadership and accountability. We should each do it. Look in the mirror. Do we actually ask ourselves sometimes that when we say a new Nigeria is possible, what does that mean to each of us? You know, like, take it, narrow it back down to self. When you say a new Nigeria is possible, what does that mean to each of us? Do we look at it as some distant thing, as some Nigeria that we are well removed from? Or do we actually see it as when you get to the traffic light, you have to stop? Let me give a practical example. By virtue of what I'm doing, we are doing outreaches in different places, hinterlands, and we know that kidnapping is real. So I have to go with the security, isn't it? Yesterday, we went to the post office to do some things. And then we were leaving, and the driver and the security who were driving me, they were going out through the path that you're coming through. So you know there's usually an in and there's an out, there's an exit. So they were going out through the inside. And I said, why are you going out through the inside? They said, madam, I saw you the door and I quick pass. I said, no, but that's the wrong thing to do. As I was saying this, as we were having the discussion, they had reached the gate. And then at the gate said, sorry, this is not where they pass, come inside. This is not where they pass, go outside. I don't let you now pass from here, go out. Now here, now coming through. Now I go past the proper exit. The policeman wanted to come down and start. I said, no, you cannot, because this is exactly what I was telling you. This is the new Nigeria. And don't embarrass me, please. Go and take the proper exit. Madam, for security, I said, no, I don't thief anybody, I don't kill anybody. Go past the right place. Now, I was very, very proud of that gate man. Very proud. So proud that I actually did something and did something for him at that very moment. I wasn't asked to do it from my own heart. But this is actually the new Nigeria. I'm sorry if it looks like I keep bringing it back. But we must each look in the mirror and begin to think, what is it that we do on a daily basis that should not be? We all know what is wrong. And we should all start doing the right thing. With respect to the broader leadership, I agree with what the first leader said. Many of us don't know that leadership means service. We currently have rulership. They are two different things. But if we have an awoke followership, which is what we're all doing here now, which is what has now happened, then we can actually begin to demand accountability and true leadership. And let's carry on with these things. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And I believe that we are doing very, very well. Thank you. And on that note, I'll say my name is Loretta Oduware Okoko, and I'm running for governor of Edo State 2024. My background is medicine traditionally, but I'm doing a whole lot of other things, including humanitarian service and giving back to community at all levels.